This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is an oyster. That's what some people say. Look at the oyster, crack it open, and all kinds of things are going on in there. It's kind of gooey. Oysters are gooey.
They're delicious and perfect.
You want a pearl. We had dinner when Victoria was here visiting the farm a few weeks ago, or a week and a half, whenever it was, and she ordered raw oysters. And there's nothing more gross, as far as I'm concerned, than looking into one. I don't mind cooked oysters. Or cooked clam.
You're missing out.
Oh, it's so gross to look at.
It's not. Well, thank you for saying what I was eating was gross.
Well, I didn't say it.
Because it's oysters.
Normally, I would have said it while you're eating it. Be thankful I didn't say it while you were eating this stuff.
Oh, I would have ordered more. Did I ever tell you my oyster on a date joke? Or not joke, but real story? No. So I was on this date, and this guy orders oysters. And so I've tried them before. I do not like them. But I tried this one, and I started to heave it back up. A lot of times when I eat seafood, I can't swallow it because it just makes me want to bring it back up again because of the consistency. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying hard just to swallow it down, and I couldn't. And so I very gingerly took my napkin. He didn't see it, and I just kind of spit it into my napkin and put it back on my lap. And so cue dinner coming and, having, wine. It's more fun. You kind of forget what you've done. And the waiter comes and tries to fix my napkin for me and goes, bunk, like this, and, tightens it to strain it. And this flippin' oyster goes flying out.
Oh, my God.
Of the napkin.
There you go. Congratulations.
Second date after that.
No. All right. The fact, that Congress is after Mr. Zuckerberg and Facebook because of the Instagram Kids proposal he's made, this guy is the most irresponsible, greedy cur that exists. And there are a lot of irresponsible, greedy curs. But this guy is all about complete control. And the fact that this whole thing targeted to children under 13 has gotten as far as it has, is amazing. So now...
Well, it hasn't gotten very far.
Well, it's gotten...
a lot of people are... There's a huge backlash, and it's been stalled.
As there should be.
And that's why they said, we're just going to put a pause on this. And Congress was like, no, that's not enough. You just need to cancel this whole idea.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we all think about having... Because you don't have children, and Jennifer... Your fiance has children. I don't know. Aren't they teenagers? Are they that old yet?
Younger.
Are they using iPhones and iPads, and do they have them in their life at this point?
Oh, all the time.
How old are they?
12 and 9.
Okay. So what does this do to their lives? What does this do to their understanding what life is all about? What do they think is life all around? Because I've seen youngsters that age and older. Into, their 20s and 30s, life is all about what they have on the device.
Yep.
And it's easy for Facebook to come along or anybody to come along and control what it is they're thinking. There's something about the development of this product that mesmerizes those who use it when they're younger.
I think we've all been how creeped out it is when you have, maybe Max even doing it, Jay, when, babies can look at an iPhone and they know how to use it. It is totally creepy to me that they know how to do it.
There shouldn't be any
more
exposure
than
at all at Max age to any of that stuff.
But it's crazy. I mean, they can just pick it up and they know how to go. What I think is really bad, and I think we're starting to see the repercussions of it, is these fake worlds that kids live in. So forget the video games and the video exposure and too much. I believe all of that's true, and that's, I think, why many of us have ADHD now or ADD, because we're just constantly looking for the next stimulation. It's just fast-moving, constantly looking for something that's next. But I think it happens to adults, too. But I think for kids, it's building these fake worlds, doing the stuff that they do in Fortnite, where they become part of world building, and there is a whole other thing, another reality that they live in on the video game. And so when we look at these guys who go in and start shooting, and I know this is the correlation, people always go, oh, don't blame the video games. But I think in some ways it is true because people start living outside of reality.
Yeah.
And what, you know, real human emotion and responsibly dealing with things. You know, in video games, you don't like somebody, you just off them. I mean, that's not how it is in real life, or it shouldn't be.
So here, to take this one step further into adulthood, here's the latest example of someone who cannot get away from her iPhone. This woman is watching as her husband and a friend are on a cliff diving expedition or experience, and because the sea is churned up so much, it basically grabs the husband and the friend, and the woman continues to shoot this as her husband drowns. And then I guess she slips off the rock and drowns too, Victoria?
The wife doesn't. Yeah, it's a disgusting video, and I can't believe it's on the internet. And I will be honest, I hate that I watched it. But the one woman, their fitness instructor, so the one female fitness instructor takes a running leap off of the cliff into really choppy water. She gets in trouble. She's trying to hang on to a rock for dear life. While the man, whose wife is filming this whole thing, you don't see him jump off the cliff. It almost seems like he ran down to where the wife was and tried to get into this woman to help her a different way, their friend. While the wife is like zooming in on this woman, clinging to a rock for dear life, her husband grab a hold of the friend.
And
they're both clinging to a rock. The wife is screaming as she's recording everything. A big wave pretty much wipes them out to sea. The wife has these like terror screams for her husband while still recording.
Lovely.
So this is what I'm talking about. And this is what this stuff leads to. You go, and here's another one.
You don't know what
one.
To do. You're just sitting there recording. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another recording. A shaman, some people I guess pronounce it shamans, accused of starting a fire and recording. Did you see this, Jennifer? This woman in Northern California was trying to boil bear urine.
Why?
And
like boil bear urine?
How do you procure bear urine?
That's
the hard
another
way.
Good question.
Do you tell the bear to pee into the cup? Like, how does that happen?
It is unbelievable. The fact that people will do, it's like a challenge, okay? So what crazy thing can you record and make a video out of or a podcast or something so you can become well-known?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've heard about this Devious Licks challenge, haven't you?
No, what's that?
What's that?
I hesitate to ask, but go ahead.
Well, it's like destroying schools across the country. So now that kids are
the TikTok
session.
Stuff?
It's on TikTok where you steal from people and then you post it on TikTok. And
big
people
problem
are,
here in Framingham.
Yeah, everywhere. There were some kids who were suspended in Iowa. There are kids who are doing it. My co-host on my morning show is like, my kid is telling me how the football team, like half of them got suspended because they were all doing these pranks where they steal something from someone. It could be a classmate, the school. It could be a teacher. They could steal a wallet, some hand sanitizer. But some kids are stealing like the hand dryer in the bathroom. Some are stealing toilets. So just stealing stuff from people for TikTok.
Right. It's all about
everybody
the
wants
device.
To go viral.
Yeah. They all want to be stars. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be important. And that's what
Andy
we're
Warhol
building.
Warhol predicted the future really accurately.
And by saying?
Well, that in the future, everyone will have their 15 minutes of fame. That's his famous quote. And essentially commenting on how culture was changing. And that's a long time ago when he made those observations, which is, you know, kind of really instructed his art in many ways. And so, yeah, it's like we're living, it's like Ray Bradbury meets Andy Warhol. Like, we're in some kind of crazy place.
The time warp or someplace. Okay, so here's something that lots of people are talking about, I know here on the air and off the air, the fact that Brian Laundrie's family apparently have called the police. Dog the Bounty Hunter has showed up, and apparently he found where Brian was or is?
Well,
the campsite.
He found a campsite that had been recently extinguished, the fire and the whole area. And so he alerted the police right away. And so I don't know what has come of it yet, but he was waiting. As of last night, as of two nights ago, he was waiting for investigators to arrive. So not sure what the latest on that is. But
where was the campsite? Do we know?
But you were all excited about the fact that Dog was there and maybe the one who finds this guy.
I hope that Dog finds him. I hope he
does. I do, too. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
See? But there it is. Another somebody looking for 15 minutes of fame.
Well, he's already famous, so, you know, you gotta keep it going.
But why is he famous?
For the show.
He's a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Okay.
First of all, look at Dog. How could you not be known? Like,
he looks like a WWE wrestler.
Yes. Yeah.
Rough one at that. What's his new wife look like that he married 5 minutes after his old wife died? Same.
I liked Beth a lot.
Probably. All right, anyway, 16 after the hour. We're going to celebrate the season after these words.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
People are like, what is happening?
All right. So believe it or not, as of today, a radio station in Greenville, South Carolina, Magic 98.9, has started playing all the holiday music from now until Christmas. Right?
We could use some Christmas around this place.
Right. Okay. So
that is kind of a lot, though, right?
What, between now and December?
I mean,
what do you mean?
I can get behind it, November 1st start date, but this is a little excessive.
The day after Halloween I'm okay with, but yeah, we're nowhere near Halloween yet.
We just jumped into fall.
It's called the Countdown to Christmas, and they're touting the fact that they're the only ones playing Christmas music. I think of it. We were just talking about this. Actually, my comments are valuable on the air as well as off the air, which is the case with most of my comments.
So humble.
Thank you. The idea that people will listen to this stuff. It's like the 80s format that's burning out all across the country because they play the same songs over and over. There are so many great up-tempo Christmas songs, things that are generic, things that are just feel good. There are thousands and thousands of versions of great Christmas music, and most of the lazy program directors in these stations, they pick out maybe 800, maybe. That's probably pushing it. But they'll play the same 40 or 50 that are at the top of the Billboard charts over and over again. But imagine this station already in Greenville, South Carolina, where we're heard on another station, by the way. All right, 21 after the hour.
Dendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's trending time, social media time, Jay Kirshner time. Take a bow, Jay. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. A big round of applause for Jay. The Jaybird is here with the story of Dolly Parton. On TikTok? Huh?
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
Right? Well, apparently not. So, Dolly Parton joined TikTok. She said, hey, y'all, I guess I'm on TikTok. I just want to say that everything's going to be okay. Sing a little song. Well, apparently it was a fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody had fake Dolly Parton?
Not sure. I'm reading about this right now, actually, and it says that the account earned 500,000 followers, over 1 million views on that video, and turns out the profile was a complete fake. It's since been removed. It's been banned.
Wow.
It's been deleted.
See, here's another example of somebody wanting to be famous. They create something that's hard to control. Under this circumstance, right?
Well, yeah, and it was real video of her. Somebody, an unverified user, just took old Dolly Parton imagery and video and doctored it up. The power of hackers. Or not even a hacker, but people who know how to do this stuff. Why not use your power for good? Yeah.
Yes. Right, yeah. Nothing better. There's got to be a job for that person someplace, right? Everybody's always looking for good, creative people. To do what it is that, you know, attracts attention.
That's so easy for talent, for people who are really good at it. It's so easy that person probably has a job, and that was probably something that took them 30 seconds to do.
Great.
It is astounding. I love when I see the videos of cartoons mashed up against a song, and it's almost like a music video, but it's mashed up so perfectly that it looks like the cartoon characters are actually singing.
Yeah. That is an art. And they ought to be doing it somewhere and getting paid, yes. All right, let's fast forward to Cleveland, where the Major League Baseball team, formerly known as the Indians, is now going to be the Guardians?
Yes, it's the end of an era. It's so sad. The Cleveland Indians are still going strong. The season's not over. However, they did play their last home game as the Cleveland Indians. The team's been known as the Indians, as the tribe, since 1915. They dropped the Chief Wahoo cartoon character back in 2018 and announced this past December that they would be dropping the Indians' name, and now they're the Guardians. It's not a bad change. At least we're not the Ravens, but
yeah.
It's
no, what
so
are the
sad.
Locals though? What do the locals have to say about this? Did they run it up the flagpole? Did they get the people that own the Cleveland Indians, the family that owns it? I forget. Is it Jacobs? Did the Jacobs own that franchise?
Long time ago. Yeah. The Guardians are also kind of not like Cleveland royalty, but there's the Guardians of Traffic that's on the statue. There's these statues on this bridge that goes over the Cuyahoga River that leads to Progressive Field. And the Guardians are on a lot of different merch already. So it's kind of like, it's not as abstract as some people might think. It's still
visible.
Just sad because we all grew up on the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
There's
right.
been films about the Cleveland Indians. So it's just, it's sad altogether, but it's
Weren't
not the worst
Indians
thing.
The
it's not
that...
like the Browns when they moved them to Baltimore overnight.
Yeah. What was the movie that Charlie Sheen was in where he had his hair
carved
up in the back? Major League. Yeah. That was about the Indians, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great film. It was iconic.
Yeah, it really was. It was pretty silly, actually. But, you know, that's the kind of the stuff. You think about people making fun of others. This is an era where you can't make fun of anybody because it'll be at your expense. You can't have fun with any of this stuff. And nobody has intentions of hurting people, I don't think, for the most part. You know, it just is what has been. And what has been is not what is. I guess that's the problem. Our DJV download focusing on Britney Spears. Catch that on the DJVshow.com, 28 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Southern California Gas Company announced Monday they've agreed to pay up to $1.8 billion in settlement claims over the 2015 Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility blowout. Some 100,000 tons of methane, ethane, and toxic chemicals poured into the air for 112 days, forcing over 8,000 families to evacuate their Los Angeles area homes and sickening many with headaches, nausea, cancer claims, and more from the environmental disaster. After the Arizona audit from the 2020 election discovered many voting irregularities, including tens of thousands of duplicate ballots, the RNC has been stepping up efforts to prevent voter fraud and tampering with the upcoming 2022 midterms. According to the RNC Election Integrity Director, Josh Finley, the Republican Party plans to increase poll watching, litigation efforts to minimize and contest irregularities at the ballot box. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden is frustrated with American journalists asking him questions. Jen Psaki at the White House lectern on Monday.
I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccines, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
Journalist with The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says Biden's handlers are trying to script the presidency.
I'm old enough to remember Jen Psaki on day one saying that she and the administration, the president, would always be transparent with the American people. On the economy, he's got a big inflation problem. On rising crime, he's got a big police morale and police retirement and resigning problem. Police reform also just failed recently. On immigration, he's got a big open border problem. The numbers are on pace to eclipse now 2.3 million people entering the country illegally. That matches the population of the fourth largest city in the U.S., Houston. And what does the president and vice president do? They attack Border Patrol agents and a story smearing them as whip-wielding racists on Afghanistan. An utter debacle, and somehow not one person in the administration gets fired over that. So Jen Psaki wants the press to obey. It's why she provides the president with a list of handpicked reporters that he follows to the T when he does a press conference. It's why we often, when he makes public statements, he turns his back on reporters on the way out. Simply put, you can't script a presidency, but they're trying to do so anyway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 34 after the hour, here on the sympathetic DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, sympathy is something that is important for us all to have. I'm not sure how we develop it. Have you thought about with your own lives, lady, or ladies, the maybe other people, when you feel sympathy for some, how do you think that comes about? Being generous, being kind, is that something that is ingrained as you're growing up? Do you think you get it on your own? Do you get it? Is it something you just kind of just feel? I've often thought about that. How, you know, I'm kind of a softie.
I don't know if I feel sympathy for people as much as I feel like I like to live my life with empathy and try to put myself in others' positions.
So what's the difference between empathy and sympathy?
I think sympathy is when there's a tragedy and something probably, or there's some kind of problem and I think you feel sad for people. And I don't oftentimes like walk around just feeling sad for people all the time, but I do try to put myself and see things from other people's perspective.
Let me respond because I know Jennifer better than I know the rest of the other two here. And I would say that you are someone who tries to solve problems. And I think you exhaust yourself doing that. And that's the sympathy and the empathy together. You are a perfect example. You're the poster child for that. And I didn't bring this up because I was thinking of you, but I wanted to get people thinking about whether they are sympathetic I'm talking about listeners, or empathetic. And I'm also talking about Jay and Victoria. So, Jay, you started something. Excuse me.
No, I was just touching on what Jenna just said. Sympathy is the understanding based on your own perspective, where empathy is jumping into somebody else's shoes. So it's like sympathy is wearing your own shoes, your eyes through your own shoes. Empathy is trying to put on somebody else's shoes, trying to jump into their spot.
And which one are you?
I'm definitely more empathetic than sympathetic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. What about you, Victoria? Where do you come
in? It depends on the situation, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm both sympathetic and empathetic. It just depends on what the circumstances are.
Yeah, I think you're one of these people. My observation with regard to you is that there's a lot of huff and puff, and I'll blow your house down. But when you get really down into the core of who you are, you're one of the sweetest, kindest, most sympathetic, I don't know about empathetic, but sympathetic people that I've come across. But it's like you don't want anybody to know that. That's the way I feel.
No, I mean, it's you sort of made up for that slight in the second half of that.
Oh, my. Okay, anyway, it's hard to get anything out without stepping in it, you know? Here's a guy who stepped in it. Yesterday, a FedEx driver said to his dispatcher that he would not deliver to a home that had a BLM, a Black Lives Matter flag in it. And today, guess what? He doesn't have a job. So is that appropriate? Is that the way to handle that situation in that circumstance? Driver says, I'm not going to that guy's house because
he's
going to block
his job is to deliver. To deliver. So it doesn't matter.
And it wasn't just the dispatcher. This guy put this on social media. It was, again, a TikTok thing. Somebody trying to go viral. He posted video in his uniform, in his actual work outfit, and made all of these statements.
Yeah, I mean, that's a violation of a million levels.
Right. I can respect that he doesn't like the Black Lives Matter flag. I can understand it. But when you are a delivery driver and you're not delivering packages, you can't be surprised if you lose your job for not doing it. So
And if it was a Blue Lives Matter flag, then you know he would be equally fired. Yeah, just can't.
What is
do
it?
That.
I don't even know what a Blue Lives Matter.
That's the cop thing. That's not real.
Okay. Yeah.
Blue lives are not a real thing.
Everybody's life matters, and why did we? I suppose when the Black Lives Matter movement started, because blacks have been marginalized in this country in a big way over the centuries, and it's certainly, I think, the most egregious example of it, frankly, from my wheelhouse as a farmer, is how difficult it is or has been for farmers to even prove that they owned the land that they were given after the Civil War. They couldn't borrow money. They're getting taxed and yet they can't prove to anybody that they own the land because there are no deeds were ever given. That kind of stuff. That's really pretty horrendous, frankly. And I share with them their annoyance, anger, whatever it is, frustration with not being able to do what everybody else can do. And just because of the color of your skin, that's the kind of stuff that's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. And then, but we then have these other opportunists like, you name them, the people that are out there yelling and screaming about how horrible it is for everybody who's black, and it isn't horrible for everybody who's black.
Well, what about all the people who are out there screaming? I mean, let's be fair. What about all the people who are out there screaming how horrible it is to be a white guy right now? The Proud Boys and all those people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not horrible. Yeah.
We all have lots to be thankful for. And that's kind of why I started the half hour with the focus on sympathy and empathy. We're losing it. And a lot of it has to do with how homogenized there are those who want to make everybody the same. And you can't, because not everybody is the same. We come from different places. Even though our genetic makeup and the genome project and that sort of thing, physically we're all the same. Whether our skin is black or white or whatever it is, we are all the same. The makeup of our bodies, the physical bodies, is the same with everybody. And then, you know, you get into the different experiences. You wonder, I wonder, how is it, where did it start? Where did prejudice start? When did somebody for the first time think, I'm a white guy and I don't like that guy's skin color, he's black? Where'd that start? And you go back to the Middle Ages. You go back to what happens, around the time of Jesus, who was a black man, Was the prejudice against him by the Romans because he was black and they were white?
I don't even know if it was skin color, because don't forget, slavery started in Africa. Black people were enslaving black people.
Enslaving black people, right.
And there's also one thing I learned about when I was doing my sommelier training is the Germans used to use Polish cheap labor. I'm not saying they were enslaved, but certainly there are different power classes of people, despite their skin color, that didn't do as well. They would put these Polish people on ropes and hang them off of, like, mountaintops to get them to pick their grapes, basically, in Germany. And no German would want to do it because they would die. And many Polish people died during this early winemaking process because of the power struggle. So I think even more than race, I think we simplify it to skin color, but the argument's blown out when you realize that black people have enslaved black people, white people have enslaved white people. It's yes. about power and class more than anything yeah. else.
I think I'm trying to remember which way it went, and I honestly, I probably shouldn't bring this up because I don't remember, but the Jews either enslaved non-Jews or Christians
the Jews
enslaved
were
Jews.
Enslaved. Yeah, the what? Christians enslaved.
So enslaved the Jews, right.
The Egyptians enslaved the Jews, and that goes back to Moses.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, the Egyptians weren't Christians, but they also weren't Jews, so they enslaved the Jews, and that's, you know,
yeah.
Old Testament stuff.
But
so
who's,
it goes all the
but
way back.
Then, you, and we go back that far, there's got to be somebody somewhere, and I'm probably frustrating myself by thinking this out loud, but, the roots of all evil, in this case, discrimination for no good reason. But then think about how we also discriminate against people that don't have money, or we discriminate against people who don't wear the same clothes that we do, or we discriminate against people because of where they live. We have a whole history of humankind discriminating against others, and yet back to the basics, we are all the same in terms of our makeup. Are we attitudinally the same? No. We grow, and at what point, even if you wanted to split hairs, at what point do we sort of start defining where we're going? Is it at my grandson's age of 6, who's in the first grade? Is it before that? Is it Mac, who's Jay's son, a year or a little over a year? You know, where does the discernment begin? And how is it different? Can we influence our children to not be that way? We all have prejudices, whether it's we're Republicans or Democrats, or whether we're Christians or Jews, or we know it's just, hello. I don't know. It's just, I'm off on a toot, but I really think it's worth having a conversation. It really is. The state of Illinois, you heard, ladies? Governor Pritzker there yesterday signed a bill that will shift the state to 100% clean energy by the year 2045. That means no fossil fuels whatsoever in cars, buildings, any place. And I wonder how, when you get right down to it, we don't think of Illinois necessarily as the place where this kind of thing would start. And the Pritzkers are transplants. I'm trying to remember which way it went. Are they from Texas and they moved some of them to Illinois, or the other way around? Anybody know? Pritzker's own the hotel chains, and not obviously. There's two big families involved in hotel chains, and I can't remember which
I know
one they're.
The Hiltons.
Anyway,
that's
the Hiltons. Well, not, yeah. Okay. Anyway, not important. So he says that we'll have 100% clean energy, and I'm wondering why
it's
has
the Hyatt,
escaped.
By the way. I just looked it up.
The Hyatt. Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. How is it that has escaped all the news media attention? I mean, it's important. Illinois being the first state in the country, the heavy use of coal and that sort of thing in the Midwest. So to commit to eliminating carbon emissions, that's big. And Illinois is a Republican state. You don't necessarily
I don't think it's a Republican state. He's a Democrat.
Well, he's kind of.
A Democrat. No. The mayor of Chicago is a Democrat. California's done this. California is like by 20. They want
to. Yeah, but we expect from California because they're lunatics.
Oh, I thought you said they were the first.
No, they. Well, has California said no cars, no nothing? By 2045?
They don't want any gas cars by 2035, I think.
Really? So what am I going to drive? Because I'm not driving an electric car. Because I won't go back to California.
But you know what, though? You will, because you're a speed demon, and you will. When you drive the electric cars that are so much faster than gas, you'll be like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought.
The problem is that I don't know how they're set up in Illinois, but the
problem
is...
Hold on. Jennifer, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You want to repeat how I would say that, please, Victoria? Let's hear
it. Oh, this isn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, he would say that, probably.
Yeah.
But it's not even, okay, forget, I mean, if you want to buy an electric car, you can buy an electric car right now. It's not like you, right. But being forced into it.
But don't fool yourself into thinking, wait a minute, but don't fool yourself into thinking you're saving the planet because you're not.
Well,
you're buying
it depends
an
on
car.
How you're, right, it depends on how you're powering the car. So, like, some people are fully solar. I mean, I know people with Teslas whose entire home and all their, you know, their land is all solar, and they're powering their own Tesla with solar. So, and even, you know, wind and stuff like that. There are a lot of other ways around it. But the thing that really confuses me is, let's say it ends up being 2035, whatever. And I don't know where we're going to be living then. But what happens to people who are living in an apartment complex like we are? How are we charging our cars? Every single...
Well, this is the problem. And this is the problem that I was saying in California. We don't have a power grid that could support every Californian charging their cars at night. Nobody can support that.
Right. I mean, there are 760 units in the village that we live in. So every single car spot, I mean, you'd have to have a charger for every car.
And think about how that impacts the poor more because they're living in multi-dwelling units. And then they're going to try to force people into public transportation. But in a place like California, public transportation doesn't work because everything's so spread out. Stupid.
Let's hear it for the future. Yay! All right.
Well, they need to create like a self... Yeah, they need to create a battery for an electric car that you know, charges itself the more you use it. It needs to be, what is it, kinetic energy? It needs to be that. It can't just
magnetic,
be like you have to plug
magnetic
in.
And kinetic energy, both could be self, if you will, self-charging, self-fulfilling, as it were. What's happening? Listen to the DJV show all day, every day. The full show, you can hear it at djvshow.com. So if you didn't hear us begin the conversation, you can catch it later on as you have time, plus the podcast every day, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 48 past the hour.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Time. It's DJV Health. The persona present and accounted for is one Jackson Stockwell. Dr. Jack is here as we continue our focus on how you can be well. Jack and his current podcast that's up at DJV Show, DJVHealthShow.com, focuses on going to the gym and whether or not you get healthy or you don't get healthy. Get Jack's take on that. And his own podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, all kinds of info available. Speaking of info, there are 3 major magazines that represent the 3 major trains of thought politically in our country. Now, I don't usually bring politics into a discussion of medicine, but because medicine has been co-opted like pretty much everything else by politics in the last few years, I find it interesting to see or to take Mother Jones, which represents the left in terms of a magazine, Newsmax, which represents the right in terms of a news magazine, and the Reason magazine, which represents libertarian thinking. I read them all, and I find myself confused as hell.
Yeah.
To a point, because you don't know what to believe. Jack has come across an article in the latest Mother Jones that focuses on whether there is any such thing as natural immunity. So you want to take us through this? I know this sent you into the ozone.
But. Yeah, Kira Butler. Yeah, it did send me into the ozone. I couldn't believe how far things have gone down the road. But Kira Butler of Mother Jones.
Believe it.
Yes, is claiming that natural immunity is a right-wing conspiracy. Really? And she says that all of the, and it's coming out of the anti-vaxxers, and the anti-vaxxers are all Trumpers. And they believe that the body has a natural immunity stronger than what you can get from a vaccine, despite all the medical evidence that supports that. She also goes on to say that eating healthy and taking vitamins does not support immunity. Yeah. She quotes,
where does this information come from? Where do they glean this? Where the article?
Well, she is written? Cherry picking. She's cherry picking.
Who is the lady who wrote this?
Kira Butler.
Mm-hmm. Is she a well-known writer? I don't know the name.
I don't know that I've ever heard of her.
I read Mother Jones all the time. I don't remember seeing anything, but it's probably not important. It still shows up in print, so people will look at it. Because we are so polarized, because we are sort of, we've victimized ourselves in a way, going down these paths. And what it's doing is just creating more of a destructive mode in our country.
Well, it is. It is. And there's a point where people finally have to put their foot down and say enough is enough. I mean, she even goes on to say the emphasis of trying to get natural sunlight, of getting adequate rest, drinking water, taking vitamins, taking supplements.
Can you, Jack, say that yourself? Can you, with saying enough is enough and going back, you have credibility. You have certainly done a lot of research in your life. You have been a student of medicine all of your life. But you have a particular persuasion politically. And so how can you be sure that you're not being affected by the same political winds that this lady is being affected
That's
by?
A good question. That's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
One of the people who deeply influenced me in my very early 20s said to me on one occasion, never, ever stop questioning the constructs of your own life. And he said, every morning I wake up for a few minutes before I get out of bed after I wake up, is I review the basic constructs of my life. Is there a mistake in there somewhere? Have I gone down the wrong track somewhere? Is there something on the other side I need to read to make sure that I am absolutely confident in the path that I'm following and I'm not just going somewhere because it makes me feel better about myself? And that has been one of the ruling guidelines of my life. Never, ever fail to question the constructs upon which your own philosophy is based, because you could be wrong.
You know,
and so what she says is that we've never seen a virus like this before. We have no way of being able to defend ourselves against it. And my question to her obviously would be, well, how in the hell did we survive these thousands of generations so far now without an active immune system in the absence of vaccines?
Go back to 100 and however many years ago, the 1918, so just more, barely 100 years ago,
yeah.
That flu epidemic, got through that, and there were no vaccines around.
Nope.
Smallpox vaccine's
been around for a couple hundred years.
Okay.
All with right, a so horrible history.
Yeah. All right. Well, you certainly have given us something to think about, which is the important nature of these communications. Always be thinking, always be questioning, always be asking, always be curious, I guess maybe is the best word for it. Dr. Jack Stockwell at Forbidden Doctor.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.